I'm Rachel, the creative director for Ram Dass's Love Serve Remember Foundation, and I'd like to welcome you to our Inner Academy, a virtual Dharma hall where our family of wisdom teachers will help you navigate your daily life by bringing ancient wisdom into a modern context. With over 200 hours of audio and video teachings, meditations, and practices from teachers like Ram Dass, Krishna Dass, Sharon Salzberg, Jack Kornfield, Roshi Joan Halifax, Joseph Goldstein, and many more, the Inner Academy is your core resource for finding balance, presence, and navigating the ups and downs of your daily life. The Inner Academy has guidance for every step of your journey. Choose from an annual or monthly membership and gain access to past and future courses, retreat replays, virtual community, and much more. If you've been familiar with Love Serve Remember Foundation for a while, you'll know that most of our offerings are given freely or on a sliding scale basis. So when you subscribe to the Inner Academy, you're paying it forward and bolstering our ability to continue creating accessible offerings for all in the future, as Ram Dass wished for us to do. Be here now and start your journey with Ram Dass's Inner Academy today. For more, visit ramdass.org/Inner Academy.
Now extend the field of your loving kindness out beyond those you know personally, across the world. Maybe picture those who are in difficulty, the families, the children, who are fleeing danger in so many places, in Myanmar and Sudan, in Ukraine, in Gaza and Palestine and Israel, across the world. You picture them, the families, the children, and send the rays of love and metta and strength. May you be safe and protected.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Kornfield's Heart Wisdom Podcast, nestled so sweetly here on the Be Here Now Network. I am Ganesh, Jack's assistant, welcoming you to episode 224, a guided meditation on loving kindness. This episode is a counterpart to last week's episode 223, Redemption Song, where Jack shared his first Dharma talk of the year, all about the theme of redemption and renewal. This is the guided meditation that went along with it for the Spirit Rock Monday Night Dharma Talk and Meditation, which happens every Monday for Spirit Rock, and Jack, once a month, zooms in and shares this beautiful offering. These are open to all and pay what you can. So we truly hope to see you there for the online live events in the future. We have quite a bit of housekeeping for this episode because we have a bunch of awesome events coming down the Kornfield pipeline, so I will dive into that. February 12th marks the next session of the Power of Awareness, which is a 7-week online mindfulness training, which Jack has run with Tara Brock, Conda Mason, and Devin Barry for some time now. If this has been on your radar ever, the Power of Awareness is run by Sounds True, and they are actually offering a 40% discount for this session. Classes begin on February 12th, but please sign up by the 9th so we can get you enrolled and started up in this amazing 7-week online mindfulness training. And then on February 19th, Jack will be back live for his Spirit Rock Monday Night Dharma Talk and Meditation. As I said, these are online and pay what you can, so we truly hope to see you there. And this is a cool one. On February 21st, Jack will be joining Sharon Salzberg as the inaugural guest on her Fireside Chat series. This is an opportunity to cozy up next to Jack and Sharon, who have a very deep Dharma history, which goes back to the 70s, where I believe maybe Ram Dass, who is the inspiration behind this network of teachers, helped forge their connection and start a lifelong friendship, which goes to this day. And then last but not least, On February 21st through February 25th, Jack will be participating in the Living a Joyful Life Summit. This is online and contains a whole slew of amazing teachers, from Trudy Goodman to Tara Brock to Robert Thurman and Mingyur Rinpoche. There are too many to name, and this is a free event, and any upgrades or donations will go to benefiting Trudy Goodman's Insight LA, which is honestly in need of support right now, so it can transform and grow and continue to help people. So there we go. A lot of housekeeping this episode, but that's awesome because it means Jack's grooving and has a lot of cool things coming down the pipeline for us. So I'd like to thank you for always being here. This is episode 224, a very sweet, loving kindness guided meditation. May you be well. May you be safe. May your heart be smiling, and may you help others through the authenticity of your being. Namaste.
Greetings to you all. Very happy to see you in this new year, and hope that the holiday season had for you some graciousness or rest or inspiration. As we begin the year, and this is the first of the Monday night teachings that I will do. I've been doing a Monday night talk for 38 years. 30 of them were every week. The last few years have been once a month, mostly on the land at Spirit Rock. And then especially since the pandemic, online, they've been a way for us to come together, for me to share understandings and teachings that have changed my life and that I hope are a reminder to the rest of us as we listen together, because this is really a reminder. It's not something you don't know, of what's possible as a human being in this human incarnation we take. The form is pretty simple. We'll start with a meditation. This evening will be a guided meditation of metta, loving kindness. Then we take a break, 5 minutes or more, to stretch or relax. Then there's teachings and some dialogue that follows. So in your own way, find yourself a posture that's stable and comfortable for some meditation practice shared together. And as we begin, especially with metta as a guided meditation, it's important to say that there are many versions of metta and forms. It uses words and visualizations and emotions, and you can tailor it so that it connects with your own best intention, with your own heart. You might use the phrases, you might more want to be silent, might be easier not to visualize people. Sometimes it brings up its opposite. That's completely fine too. When that happens, the invitation is to hold it in kindness. You're extending metta to this person and you realize, I'm really angry at them, or I feel hurt. And you go, oh yeah. Let's wrap all of that in the heart of kindness, all that we go through. So settling yourself in your body, allow your eyes to close gently or lower your gaze, whatever is comfortable. Set the inner intention to be present and kind. A loving awareness and loving kindness together. Let your eyes and face be soft. Loosen the jaw. If you like, you can roll your head in a little circle to release your neck and let it find a simple upright. Let the shoulders relax and the arms and hands rest easily. Take a couple of long breaths. Let the body settle on your seat. Feel how the earth, the seat, completely supports you. You can relax just where you are. Let the belly be soft and the breath natural. And let the heart be soft as well as we begin this traditional practice of loving kindness. It's a practice that is an invitation to making a clearing in the mind and heart. An invitation for loving kindness to arise. Begin wherever it is the easiest. So let yourself think of or remember or picture some being where there's a natural love and care. Doesn't have to be some fancy love, but somewhat where you feel this tenderness and kindness, where you care. Can be a friend, a child, a family member, could even be your dog. Whatever sweetly opens your heart. And as you think of or remember this person, begin to offer them simple wishes, well wishing. You can whisper these phrases in the back of the mind and send your well wishing to them. May you be safe and protected. May you be well and strong. May you have ease and graciousness in your life. May you be filled with loving kindness. Held in it, surrounded by it. May you be happy. Truly happy. And notice as you do this, without any judgment or agenda, what it feels like to wish well. And let's do it again, because it's a practice. It's an invitation, and you visualize this being. Feel your care. May you be safe, protected, as if you could surround them with protection. May you be well and strong. May you have ease and graciousness in your life. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be happy. Truly happy. Maybe put a little smile on your lips, a half smile, as you wish that happiness for them. A shared happiness. Now think about another person or another being that you care about, where there's a natural loving kindness or ease or care. And bring them into the heart and mind, remembering, visualizing them. And let the smile continue as you see them. And again, invite the spread of well-wishing, whispering inwardly as you send them loving kindness and energy. May you be safe and protected. May you be well and strong, healed. May you have ease and graciousness in your life. May you be filled with loving kindness. Toward yourself and all around you. May you be happy. Truly happy. Don't feel the invitation of metta, loving kindness, to grow in your heart, in your consciousness. And with that half smile, now imagine that these two beings that you wished well gaze back at you. Picture them right in front of you in some way. And as they gaze at you, they wish the same for you that you wished for them. They look at you so kindly. And they say to you, may you be safe and protected. Let it in, feel it. Their love. May you be well and strong and healed. May you have ease and graciousness in your life. They wish you, they gaze at you. May you be filled with loving kindness toward yourself and others. And may you be happy. I wish this for you. May you be happy. You take it in. And as they continue to gaze, perhaps you can put your hand on your heart if it's helpful. And in taking it in, offer the same phrases of well-wishing to yourself that they give it to you. May I be safe and protected, just as they wish for you. May I be well and strong. May I have ease and graciousness in my life. May I be filled with loving kindness for myself and others. Feel it. May I be happy. And as you continue to invite the quality of metta, loving kindness, to open in you, now picture two other beings, one at a time that you care about. And with these same or similar phrases, whatever works to express your heart's care, take some minutes to offer loving kindness in their direction, all at a time. And then we'll extend it further. When you're ready, now extend the field of your loving kindness out beyond those you know personally, across the world. Maybe picture those who are in difficulty, the families, the children, who are fleeing danger in so many places, in Myanmar and Sudan, in Ukraine, in Gaza, and Palestine, in Israel, across the world. You picture them, the families, the children, and send the rays of love and metta and strength. May you be safe and protected. May you be well and strong. May you find ease, graciousness. May you be held in loving kindness. And in whatever ways you can, may you be happy, even moments of happiness and love. And you can continue directing your metta loving kindness to other people and places around the world that your heart is drawn to with care. And if you want to try something even more difficult and advanced, you can even picture those who are causing suffering and wish that they be free from fear, free from hatred, and find loving kindness and peace in their heart, free from fear and hatred. You can wish this for anyone. Intuitively listen to where your metta wants to spread. gently and finally come back to yourself again. And imagine or feel or sense that you can be like a lantern, a beacon of loving kindness, shining the light of loving kindness in every direction. Feel the safety and protection of loving kindness for yourself and others. Feel the strength and well-being of loving kindness for yourself and as you radiate it to others. Feel the ease and graciousness of loving kindness over the half smile radiated for the well-being of others. Feel the happiness. May I be genuinely happy. May I be happy. Or may I bring happiness and loving kindness, shine it to all I touch. Living in loving kindness opens the doorway to happiness and joy. Taking a deep breath. When you're ready, allow your eyes to open gently, keeping the spirit and light of loving kindness shining even as you take in the sights and colors, the surroundings.
Teaching meditation can be a deeply rewarding experience. Help others improve their mental and emotional well-being, reduce stress, improve focus, increase self-awareness and self-regulation, all while deepening your own practice and understanding. Join acclaimed author, Buddhist teacher, and Emmy Award-winning musician David Nickturn on Tuesday, May 28th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for a free online discussion on teaching meditation Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nickturn on May 28th.